This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He is also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts today on the announcement that Defense Secretary Robert Gates will be retiring sometime next year. We also want to get his insights on where we currently stand in Afghanistan. And General, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks very much for having me, Greg.
Well, usually we get a retirement announcement pretty close to the point where the person's actually going to leave the job. Gates, in an interview, said he'll leave sometime before the end of next year. Now some more reports suggest it'll be sometime in the spring, still several months away. Are you surprised that he gave that much advance notice?
Oh, not really, because Secretary Gates likes to play this game a little bit to titillate the media out there. And frankly, I'm not sure that's when he'll go. And I think the only time I'll believe he's left is when they have the ceremony for him.
What's your sense on whether this is a good thing? If it happens next year, obviously it'll be somewhere close to the decision point in Afghanistan. There will be further drawdowns most likely in Iraq at that point. So if he does decide to leave sometime next year, will that be at a good time?
Well, it will be a good time for him, maybe, to make sure that he doesn't get blamed if he thinks that things aren't going well in Afghanistan and he announces it well in advance like this, so it looks like he's not just bailing out at an inappropriate time, because next spring, of course, is when the real decision time will be if we make the July 2011 date, which I think will be just that we will make the date. It'll be a very modest, maybe a brigade or something, and they'll show the infusion of other technology assets that can counteract it. They'll have a good picture on it. But one of the reasons why Secretary Gates may be making this announcement now, I believe, Greg, is just so it protects, covers his hand, if you will.
General, what's been your assessment of Gates' time at the Pentagon? Obviously, he came in under a Republican president. I don't know if he necessarily supported the surge in Iraq, but he was certainly there to help shepherd the process through. He's obviously been behind the current strategy in Afghanistan. As you look back at the past 3 years, and even more than that a little bit, what's your sense on how well he's done the job?
Well, I'm one of his detractors, because I think when he canceled a year ago in April, the F-22, the combat search and rescue helicopter, the next generation bomber, a whole host of Air Force programs, he has fundamentally diminished our Air Force to a position where we have not been since the end of World War II. And I think that's very dangerous. So he seems to think that irregular warfare, IW as they call it, is the only threat that we'll face in the future, and has tended to ignore the threat that China may be presenting us, that North Korea may be, as well as Iran. And so I believe that he has weakened our military force structure, and that's why I have problems with it. Without a good debate, we never had a debate on all those programs that were cut. He just cut them, and this Congress just accepted those cuts. So I'm one of his detractors.
In terms of his overall performance, General, you have some today who say, well, this is the last of a dying breed, a guy who can work with presidents from both parties. Others say, well, now he's more of a yes man who just goes along with whatever the president wants, even though if they're completely conflicting policies. Is either one of those more right, or is it a little bit of both?
Probably a little bit of both, maybe more towards the second one. He has certainly, all these programs that he supported under Bush, he completely flip-flopped on them. And so I think that it's more towards the second one, that he has acquiesced, which makes it very dangerous, because you need a good, healthy debate. I'm not saying I'm right, but at least the merits of the subjects should be discussed without just making these unilateral decisions in a very tight coterie of supporters in the Pentagon.
Let's move over to Afghanistan in our last couple of minutes here, General. And obviously, General Petraeus was on Meet the Press on Sunday. A lot of attention has been on Afghanistan as we ramp up our troop presence there, as casualty numbers reach numbers we haven't seen in the Afghan theater of this war previous to the past few months. Petraeus, though, saying that he sees small but important gains in certain parts of the country. He knows there are major conflicts to come. What was your sense of listening to that interview? How optimistic should we be that things are headed in the right direction?
Well, it was certainly a very optimistic briefing, and I'm a great fan of General Petraeus. I think he's did an incredible job in the surge under extremely difficult situation, as we all remember. Remember the MoveOn.org ad, General Betrayus, and then all of a sudden the current administration has called him General Save Us. But they were the same ones that did not denounce the General Betrayus ad. So I think he has done an incredible job. Now, I think he may be a little more optimistic than I. Clearly, there's more nation building over there than we need. I think we need to focus more intensely on defeating the Taliban and the small number of al-Qaeda. You hear any number from 50 to 100, or someone will may say there may be 1,000 al-Qaeda. I think it's more towards a smaller number. But the big problem is the Taliban, and they are radical Islam. Let's talk about this administration, and here's where I challenge again Secretary Gates. They now call a global war on terror overseas contingency operations. Well, when you lose 64 people like we did last month, versus 4 in Iraq, that's more than an overseas contingency operation, Greg. That's a war. So I have a problem with this new terminology that they've come up with. Let's call it what it is. It's a global war against radical Islam, and we should hold moderate Islam responsible for winning this war, not the United States. And so I'm very concerned that we may have the wrong strategy and too much nation building, and that's called the counterinsurgency strategy versus the counterterrorism strategy, when we ought to focus intently on defeating the Taliban, remove that 2011 date, because that has not been at all of value to us. It has just enhanced the Taliban. And finally, we've got to change the rules of engagement. Our people should be authorized any firepower available if they are under attack. It's very simple. If there's collateral damage, then we must accept that. But let's point out that clearly the Taliban are responsible for 60 to 70% of the civilian deaths, maybe even higher than that over there, not the United States and the international coalition.
General, last 30 seconds, do you get the sense that any of those suggestions are high on the administration's priority list right now, de-emphasizing the nation building, changing rules of engagement, any of that on their horizon?
I just see a slight glimmer, but I don't see it in the intensity that I believe is going to be required that we win that war over there.
General, always a pleasure to have you with us, sir. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, now a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.